some pressing news.
Breaking news.
Well, it's not breaking. But it is our fine collection of Thursday morning headlines to keep you in the know, you know?
Thanks,
last night, Senator Jeff Merkley delivered the third longest Senate floor speech in modern history. Democratic Senator Merkley has the record now as far as the third longest, delivering remarks, and he did so, saying, quote, "I came to the Senate floor tonight to ring the alarm bells." But he spoke instead for 22 hours and 36 minutes.
No
third
breaks?
All time.
Number three!
Yeah. He's not doing it anymore, but government officials were considering moving all the demolition equipment from the White House and just taking it over there to Congress and just taking that down. He won't stop!
Commissioner Mike Morath from the Texas Education Administration went to visit Lake Worth ISD yesterday, and today Fort Worth ISD is in the hot seat. He's expected to announce a state takeover that would entail replacing the board members with appointed representatives. Now, the move, not necessarily his choice. There's something called House Bill 1842 that requires the TEA to either close a school or replace the board if a school gets an F rating for over 5 years. That's exactly what's happened at certain places in Fort Worth ISD, which is, you know, just sad for everyone.
So this guy comes into town.
Right.
And he goes to Lake Worth first. And that obviously didn't bode well for them. And then, while I'm in town, I'm just going to settle all educational business. And they're going to take down Fort Worth ISD today, right?
Well, he was also here
What's booked
August.
For tomorrow?
I don't know.
Where's he going then? Heads are going to roll.
Yeah.
Offer you can't refuse. Somebody can wake up with a Mustang head on their door. Here's a headline. Around 1 in 4 workers did not take any of their vacation days this year. According to a new report, about 23% of employees didn't take a single vacation day in the past year. And there are reasons. Several. Workload. Team culture. In other words, peer pressure. Why are you leaving? Don't leave us.
Where do you think you're going? And do you think you're coming back?
Unclear expectations.
What? Of a vacation?
Yeah. I would add to this the ability to roll more than 4 over. Maybe that would be. If I'm not here tomorrow, assume the worst.
We're calling Malvern.
Mm-hmm.
Capri Sun, they've got jokes, yo. The Kids Juice Company creating a new version of the little pouches that is almost impossible to open with a straw. Get it? It's Halloween. So put these funny things out there. It's made of strong nylon.
Mm-hmm.
It's only available on Walmart.com. Consider yourselves warned.
This is
lots of pranks.
This is perfect if you want to be mean to a 4-year-old.
That is lacking a certain something, isn't it?
Okay, now I want to be kind of mean to a 4-year-old. Iceland reported for the very first time in the history of the land of ice, mosquitoes for the first time. They say due to rising temperatures there overall, Icelanders may be the last group of people on Earth that haven't experienced it. But earlier this month, the discovery on an Icelandic farm of mosquitoes is their first ever reported case in sighting. They've never had mosquitoes up there in Iceland. Scientists, noted officials there say, ja, de suk.
The machines.
Just wait till the French guy later on in 747.
Oh, boy. Is it here? And what are we going to do with our PSLs? Starbucks fans hit the ceiling when the CEO made comments recently that they were harnessing the power of AI and want to make their company the greatest customer service company once again. So will we see humanless stores? Probably not. CEO says he wants to bring more partners back, use technology to keep things streamlined, and making all that coffee is a, quote, real craft.
So let me get this straight. With the assistance of AI, and so on my phone, I'll be able to make an order for something? Dude, that's the future.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Breaking news.
They'll still spell your name wrong. And then finally, speaking of AI, General Motors announced yesterday they plan to launch, this is ambitious, an automated driving system by the time of 2028 that will allow drivers to keep their eyes off the road and hands off the wheel. And they will start this in 2028 with GM products such as, probably first, the Cadillac Escalade. They actually plan to start already with most of the drivers currently on the road right now, right around you.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, they're doing that already.
Across the Westoplex and around the world.